So the first thing you want to do is establish rapport. Establish rapport. It's easy to remember that. The first thing you do is walk in the door and establish rapport. Second thing to do is ask questions. What's the third thing? Find a need. Find a need, establish a need, establish value. Propose a solution to the client's problem. At step number four, you're going to link the need or value to your product or service. So you're going to link the need or value and link that to your product or to your service. And then number five, you're going to close and ask for the order and simply say, hey, do you want it or not? And then you're going to handle objections. You're going to close by assuming the sale. You're going to have an order to fill out or a contract or an agreement to fill out. And then if there's an objection, you'll ignore the first objection and go back to number three, or you'll handle the objection and you'll go to number three. In either case, you're simply going back to number three. Why? You're going back to number three once again to reestablish the value. You're going to go back and pick up and reestablish the value that's present. What is the value present for this client in this situation? How am I going to get that kind of value present, and what do I do? Okay, so those are the five steps. Now, I'm assuming if the client hasn't bought that there will be an objection. And we're going to look at objections next and how to answer them as we continue with the five-step sales process in the second program part of this. So thanks for listening to this one. Come and join us for the next one, which follows immediately.